AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A 58-year-old man with a criminal history opened fire in a crowded movie theater last night in Lafayette, Louisiana, killing two people, wounding at least nine others, then killing himself. And police are now trying to figure out why he did it. Robert Martinez was in the theater complex.
Everyone was running and I was just sitting there. I had no idea what was going on. I thought it was a script. I didn't even understand what was happening at the moment.
He talked to KATC-TV. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft is wondering what many are wondering.
You know, why would a guy come into a theater, you know, in this city? We have a relatively safe city and just, you know, randomly start shooting.
Police are promising to answer that question. They know who the gunman is, they say, but are not revealing that information at the moment as they talk to his friends and relatives. Meanwhile, President Obama is offering his condolences to survivors and the families of the victims. Our Mark Smith is traveling with the president to Kenya and is in Nairobi, joining us live this morning.
Rita, the president was briefed on the shooting aboard Air Force One en route here, and he's told his staff to keep him up to date. As it happens, he did a pre-trip interview with the BBC in which he said gun violence is the issue that's left him the most stymied of any he's faced. Obama says with fewer than 100 Americans killed by terrorism since 9/11, but tens of thousands felled by guns, he's frustrated the nation can't seem to adopt common sense gun laws. Rita?
The Turkish President Erdogan is confirming that Turkey has agreed to let the U.S. use the Incirlik Air Base for military operations against Islamic State militants, though he's not providing any details. And authorities say a power outage at LaGuardia's Airport Terminal C in New York is causing flight disruptions. This is AP Radio News. Mitsubishi isn't confirming this, but we're hearing that it will end production of vehicles in the U.S. and close its plant in Normal, Illinois. Our Ken Mutsurusugu is in Tokyo.
Mitsubishi is a relatively small player in the U.S. market compared to, say, Toyota or Nissan or the American automakers. And it's seen its production at the factory in Normal, Illinois, fall from over 200,000 vehicles back in 2002 to about 64,000 in the most recent fiscal year. The factory only makes one vehicle.
Now to a new company that would be the biggest health insurer in this nation. Anthem is buying rival Cigna for $48 billion, and the resulting company would cover about 53 million Americans. Anthem is based in Indianapolis. It's currently the nation's second largest health insurer. Cigna ranks fourth in terms of enrollment. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.